Republican-aligned advocacy group launches ad urging Joe Biden to negotiate on debt ceiling. By Jacob Bliss on May 8, 2023. American Action Network, AAN, a nonprofit advocacy group with close ties to House Republican leadership, launched an advocacy campaign to urge President Joe Biden to negotiate on the debt ceiling. The GOP-aligned group wants to urge Biden to negotiate to pay our bills and get our fiscal house in order, according to the press release. The ad buy is backed with $250,000 and will be on cable, airing in Washington, D.C., this weekend, starting Monday, and running heavily on CNN and MSNBC. This comes after House Republicans passed legislation, the Limit, Save, Grow Act of 2023, to raise the debt ceiling last month. The legislation would raise the debt ceiling by $1.5 trillion while tackling America's national deficit by saving the government an estimated $4.8 trillion over the next 10 years. While the U.S. is expected to reach its debt limit as early as this summer, Biden has refused to meet with McCarthy to discuss the House Republicans' plan until recently. The top four congressional leaders are expected to meet on Tuesday to discuss raising the debt ceiling. President Biden is driving America to its very first default, and there will be no one but him to blame, said on President Dan Constan. The House met the moment and passed popular reforms that avoid default and address America's runaway spending. It's time for the president to wake up to reality and get serious about a deal to avoid default, Constan added. Additionally, a recent poll from AAN showed voters in 87 battleground congressional districts, where Biden only won by an average of 5 points in 2020, overwhelmingly support cutting federal spending before raising the debt ceiling and overwhelmingly support the proposed savings by Republicans for raising the limit. Furthermore, the majority of respondents, 52% to 36%, believe that Speaker Kevin McCarthy, RCA, is trying to negotiate the debt ceiling in good faith with Biden, while a majority, 51% to 40%, also think that if the debt ceiling is not raised and the United States defaults on its debt, causing a national economic crisis, President Biden and Democrats in Congress will be to blame. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.